Yeah, I mean, I got there pretty late.
So usually the Indian that we spend most of our time with is getting together, right? It's kind of interesting to get together to speak about Hisbodedus, because Hisbodedus means being apart and being alone. But as I was thinking about it, I realized it's not a stira, because we go through all different types of tekufas in our Avodas Hashem, and we have to know how to access every part of it. So sometimes we have to know how to get our chizuk from being together with the group and the people, and sometimes being by ourselves is what can provide us with the chizuk. So I wasn't going to start with Likutei Maharan, because it's pretty obvious when you go into Hisbodedus, it's Breslov. But then I saw a guy this morning, and he told me where it is in Likutei Maharan. So I'll just read to you in Likutei Maharan Tinyana, which is the second chelek. He says in Piz Chof Hei, His Hisbodedus Hu Maila Elyona Gedola Min Hakol. Hisbodedus is greater than everything else. And then he goes into Hisbodedus 101, which maybe we'll get back to if I can convince you that it's worth our time. But I think that what happens nowadays is if you bring a Hasidish of Vart from a Hasidish of Sefer, so it's like it's supposed to be there. But if you bring a Hasidish of Vart from a Litvish of Sefer, so that's where, you know, oh, so okay, fine. So that's you know what I mean? And then if you do the same thing, like when you have these Gemaras that like they're explaining in the Chassidish Svarim with this like Lamdish of Vart, so I think there's something to it though, because it shows you, you know, Taurus MS so many times it's like this versus this, but then you see, oh, really, you know, this must be it, because if it's in both Svarim. So we're going to go to the other Svarim before we get back to Likutei Maharan. The Kli Yakar, which conveniently fell out of my Chumash, says, Shemos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd. Why did he tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd? He says, Hutzach Lodia Shehaya Roa, we need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd. Ki Rov HaNeviim Bo Lidei Nevuah Mitoch Hariyah. The Neviim became Neviim because they were shepherds. Ki HaNevuah Tzricha Hisbodedus. You got to be by yourself to be a Navi. You see the handiwork of Hashem. Kemosha Kasuv says, "Ki ere shamecha maisa etzbosecha." I can see Shamayim, Hashem. This is your painting, your picture. Ki aydeze tia kol machshavaso b'metzias Hashem yisbarach. Then you think about Hashem. Adasha ya'ara alav mimar ruach Hashem. Then starts pouring down from Shamayim the ruach Hashem. Masha'eno matzui kol kach biyoshev beveso. You're sitting in your house. Even if you're in the field, but you're a farmer. If you're not a shepherd, hayoshev lo pane berovas manim, you're going to miss the boat. A shepherd sits there. He doesn't even have crops. I mean, he certainly didn't have big buildings and all types of structures. It was him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just sat there, like when you travel in Eretz Yisrael and you see those Bedouin tribes like wandering, it's like, what do they do all the time? Maybe this. So this is for Nevuah. I'm not sure if we're going to be Zocha, although we shouldn't give up. The Rambam says everyone could be Gadol Kamosha Beinu. Sadly, Kamosha Beinu, I forgot the Lashon. So to bring it even closer to home, I was sitting in the mirror one day when my Chavrusa brought me this large version of the Be'er Halacha, because he didn't think I'd believe it if it was any smaller. Be'er Halacha, Siman Tavkuv Ayin Aleph, about somebody who does an Aveir, wants to do tshuva, says the Talmud Chacham shouldn't fast so much because it'll weaken him in his Avodas Hashem. So listen to this Be'er Halacha, Dibur Masel Talmud Chacham at the end. He says, Ach Yom Echad Min HaShavua, one day a week, Yisrachek Mi Bnei Adam, should go away from the people. V'yisbodeid beino levein kono, just you and your maker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yiskasher machshavaso, tie your machshavas. Bo, Hashem, ki'ilu kvar omeid lefana b'yom adin. I didn't chat how well it works out. I saw some interesting Mayim Makomos this summer, so we'll talk about it. But it's mamish like yom adin, he says. V'yedaber lokel yisbarach. Speak to Hashem Yisbarach Kasher Yedaber Ha'Eved El Rabo Uben El Aved, like a servant speaks to his master and a son speaks to his father. So we have the Kli Yakar on our Avos, We have the Mishnah Brura, the Beir Halacha, telling us this. There's something to this. And in fact, they say that the Chafetz Chaim's Talmidim one time snuck up by his personal attic up there, and they heard a conversation going on, and then they chapped that nobody was actually in there with the Chafetz Chaim. And he was saying, Yisrael Meir, you've wasted time. You've did this avera, you did that avera. And they realized he was speaking to himself, he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was doing this Moses L'maisa. And in the early days of Bilvavi, before people knew who he was, I don't know if it says his name in the Sfarim now, still doesn't. But it used to be nobody even knew who he was. Now he gives chaburas and people do know who he is. Eventually they convinced him that he should speak to people because they really loved his Sfarim, and he came to speak in Esh Kodesh. So I wasn't there when he spoke. And afterwards I asked somebody, so like, what happened? What did he say? Like, you know, it's pretty unique. The Bilvavi himself is coming to speak. So people told me that they're more taken by his aloneness, that before he spoke, he was just sitting in the corner. Now, you know, not talking to people, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? There's obviously a place for that too. But he was just to himself, and that when they went outside, he would kind of just like walk off to the side. It was just him in a world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what you see in his Svarim. Everything is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. When you're sitting by a table, you're sitting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. When you're walking by a tree, you're walking by Hashem's tree. He says at some point in Bilvavi, the tree should be talking to you. You should be saying, I'm Hashem's creation. How could you not realize? So we see that there's something to being in this world alone. Alone, away from everything else, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So each time of the year has its avodah. And I was thinking this year in Farakaway, came Shabbos Nachamu, and there were kumzitzes popping up in various shuls in Farakaway. And I could not believe it. There had not been a kumzitz in Farakaway since I got there. And even in Ramat Eshkol, so people come for kumzitzes, but in terms of community kumzitzes, there was never anything I heard, because if I heard of one, I would be there until it gets bad, then I would leave. But at least I'd be there when I heard what was going on. So once a year they had a kumzitz. Motzei Shabbos Nachamu, they would have a kumzitz, the rooftop minion. And so they asked, like, you know, why is it only once a year? So one guy said, because you only need chizuk once a year, so it's probably, you know, like, this is fine. But there's something more to it, and I began to think about it, especially this year, like, worldwide, any community you go to, so there's almost, you know, a halacha, you have to have a kumzitz Shabbos Nachamu. So I was thinking like this, that maybe the pshat is, any other avodah we could do by ourselves. You could do Shabbos, you could even daven by yourself, even though yishtadel says you don't have to get a minyan. Certainly learning, other yamim tovim, you could sit in your sukkah, your matzahs. You could do so many things by yourself. But when it comes to consolation for nechama, like you get into a bad zone, so you need other people. You need people for nechama. We could help other people out of, we can't help ourselves out sometimes, we can help somebody else. So we come together after Tishrei where we're at the lowest point and we're so destroyed. And it's like, what do we even tell ourselves after so many years in Galus? We don't even know what to say anymore. So we say, even if we don't know what to say, come together with other people, that's the avodah of the nechama. And certainly, come Rosh Hashanah time, so for the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barovam Hadras Melech, we get together, the Tekiyas, to gather the nation. So, Efshu, we could say, though, that in between our time of Nechama and going into the time of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have a little downtime to be to ourselves and do the tshuva process, which takes major introspection. In fact, the Inyan of Hispodidus, if you're a little bit convinced that there's time for Hispodidus in the day, so I'll read you a little bit of Rabbi Nachman says on the Inyan, that it's kind of a tshuva thing. I never really chapped this until I spoke to my neighbor in Eretz Yisrael. He offered to take me into the Ramat Eshkol forest, and I really wanted to go, but it didn't work out. He said it's almost like a shtiblach over there. There's chairs chained to the trees. Okay, you have to ask your Rebbeim if you're going to do this lemaisa, but listen to what he says. The Indian is caught. It's here we go. Dehainu likba lo al kol panim shor yoser lisbode levado bezacheder basade. Here he says an hour, maybe it's shamuetas, a little bit of time. Lefarish sichaso beino levein kono b'tainos v'amaslos. He should actually have tainos on himself, b'divrei chein v'ritzoy pius, then to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'vakish l'schanin l'fon of Yisbarach, she'ekar v'lev l'avodasol b'emes. Hashem, get me closer to your avoda. U'tfila v'sicha zu yeh b'loshin sh'medabrim bo. You should speak in a language that you understand, because he says if you're speaking another language, you're not going to be rugged, it's not going to come out naturally. But he says, Lashon Ashkenaz, or in English. A person could be Meshaber Libo from Hashem, Ki Alev Nimshach, Vekorv Yosef, Lashon Ashkenaz, Machas, he's regularly used to it. V'yizar Mola, Rogil Atmos, Lahasim Bazem, Mide Yom, Beyom. He says, make sure there is Shah Yom Yev Simcha. He says, Davod of Svodilis is really Davod of introspection. So if you want to do it in the base Medrash and you don't want to be Misrachik from Bnei Adam, literally, but figuratively, we're sitting there, we're always influenced by what the guy next to us is learning, what the guy across from us is thinking, and what's he doing. So, even in the base medrash, we could take the Indian of his poses to dig deep inside, to be by ourselves. So, practically, we could take a second during Elf, either in the base medrash to, you know, really dig deep inside, or when we're outside, if we want to take the Kliyakar's approach to seeing the Shemayim, the Ma'aseh Yedei Hashem. How many times a day do we look and we think the Shemayim is Ma'aseh Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We see the Shemayim all the time. So if a person could think for a second when he sees the Shemayim, this is Hashem's work. And even though I'm not a shepherd, I'm not zoche yet to be a shepherd, halavai, one day we should all major in shepherding. And we could come to Nevuah that way. Otherwise, until then, we'll major in business and we'll, I don't know what we'll come to. And we think that 1 minute a day is not a big deal, so we have a raya from Rav Avigdor Miller. He says that a person should really spend a lot of time thinking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tikkun Chatzos and everything. He says if you can't do that, at least take a minute a day to sit down on the floor. So little minutes here and there, like I was once talking to somebody about how a person reaches the next darga in his avodah Hashem. Could he do this? Could he do that? The guy said to me, it's very simple. You make 100 brachas a day. You say each bracha with kavana. Take the little things. Take a minute of thinking about Churban Beis HaMikdash on the floor. It makes us into Balei Avoda. Take a minute or a second to look up the Shemayim to see this is the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Halavai will be zocha to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that we never have before. So that's the Indian of Hesbodes. I also want everyone to know that they should come over Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. We'll get together. Shabbos.